Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda is at the piano. We invite you to the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Sing with us from Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And what a wonderful way to start this service with giving the Lord blessings and praise. Well, I am Pastor Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to this time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Stay tuned with us for the whole 15 minutes if you can, and we'll try our best to be in the presence of the Lord with you. Jeremiah 29:11 is the word of God for today's broadcast. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God today. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information. I'll try to give it to you a little later on. And if you'll tell somebody about this ministry, we would appreciate it. Page 167 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Here's a great song of consecration. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. This is really a prayer set to music. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will. Just now, as in Thy presence, humbly I bow. Have Thine own I pray.
thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.
Hallelujah. Are you making that a prayer today? Asking the Lord to have His way in your heart and life.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with Thy Spirit, till all shall see Christ only, always living in me.
Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that we can submit ourselves to the will of God? Our way is not always His will, and His will is not always our way. But if we will just surrender to Him, then His will and our way can be hand in hand. Psalm 74:16 is the precious promise today before we pray. And I want us to pray that the Lord will have His way in our lives. He says here, this day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. You wonder why it's so hot? You wonder why it's so cold? Because God made summer and winter, He says here. All right, let's surrender to Him today. If you're not saved, why don't you look up and repent of your sins today and let Him have His way in your life, and your life can be changed. The blood of Jesus can be applied to your heart. Your sins can be washed away, and your life can change. And the rest of you, let's pray that prayer today, that the Lord will help us to surrender to His will. We thank You, Lord, because You can have Your own way in our hearts and lives. And Lord, we know that the way of the cross leads home. And Lord, we know that if we walk in the way that You lead, that You're there to lead us and guide us. Lord, You're there to protect us and maintain us and support us. You're there, Lord, to get us to our destination. Help us, Lord, to surrender to Your will. Lord, sometimes we just like to have our way. That's part of being human, I guess. But Lord, I'd like to surrender my will to You. And I'd like for You, Lord, to lead me and guide me. Help me, Lord, through this ministry to touch some heart. I pray, Lord, that You lead me and guide me and help me to sing the right song or make the right prayer or make the right comment to where it would touch some heart sometime. Father, we thank You today for the goodness of God. We appreciate, Lord, all You do. Lord, I just pray that sinners today will surrender to You, and today will be the day they let You have Your way in their life. Lord, touch the sick and minister. Lord, help us to be a time of consecration and dedication as we present ourselves to You in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You. I love You, adore You, I bow down before You. Heavenly Father, I appreciate You.
Just recently on a Sunday morning before church, Sister Linda and I were in the local Hardee's restaurant, and a gentleman came up to us while we were eating some breakfast, and he said, "You're Brother and Sister Myers, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." We had no idea who this gentleman is. And he drives a truck south of Pinckneyville, Illinois. And he said, "You're on the air very early." He said, "I was searching for a gospel station, and I heard your broadcast. And that broadcast on WXAN airs at 5:45 in the morning." And he said that he wanted us to know. And some another, he happened to be in Hardee's, and he had decided that we were the Myers. And some another, he figured it out. And he came over to us and told us that he had been listening to our broadcast while he drove a truck south of Pinckneyville, Illinois. And we appreciate Brother Higginson doing that for us. Here's one entitled, "Come to the Water."
There is a well that the thirsty soul can drink from, and the purity it brings will ever sing. Not a drop there is wasted, for to all who have tasted, come back to the water every day. Come to the life, giving water. For just one sip will cleanse the soul from sin. And there's just something about the water that makes everybody long to come again. There once came a woman, she had stopped at the well site. Such an awful picture of what sin can be. Oh, there her thirst was soon forgotten, when God's only Son begotten said, "Come to the fountain with me. Come to the life giving waters. For just one sip will cleanse the soul from sin. And there's just something about the water to come again."
And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us tomorrow for the next broadcast of The Power of Pentecost. And if you'd like to send a check or money order, or song request, or prayer request, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410, and the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Come to the life giving waters. For just one sip will